a little high for this early, but thank you very much. Rock of Ages, and that's an old song that we used to sing in the hymn books from church, and grew up singing that in the Church of Christ. Are there any questions right now? Anybody have? Sir? Basically, what we do, when we're looking for songs, we bring them out, and let's say, for instance, Darren might try to sing it. If it doesn't fit him, then I'll take a try at it. And if it doesn't work out for me, then Jeff is singing some lead. It might fit him. And we find the lead singer first, and then we just kind of say, whoever wants to sing baritone, get it. And somebody usually wake up and say, I'll do it. So,
but 90% of the time, I usually carry the baritone. That's what I did with Ricky. But Jeff has the ability, and Jamie both have the ability to do high tenor or baritone. They're freaks of nature, either get both of them. In fact, you see how high Jamie went. We've all, for the IBMA ballot, we penciled him in for female vocalist of the year this year.
There's actually a funny story with that as well.
I think it just went over pretty good.
Yeah, it did. It went over.
I don't think you ought to go any further.
Well, I think you guys might enjoy the story, actually. How many of you guys know Russell Moore? Third time out, Russell Moore. Great singer, one of my very favorite of all time. Called me 2 weeks ago on my cell phone, left a message. Jamie, this is Russell. I just want to call and tell you I voted for you for female vocalist and hung up. So, I'm going to kill him when I see him. Okay, any more questions? Hopefully not about female vocalist being me. As you'll see tonight, are you coming to our show tonight? Is anybody not coming to our show tonight? I don't want to give away our secret. As you'll see tonight, we actually do gather around one microphone. We got a really big number that we close with, or toward the end of the set we do, called Don't You Want to Go to Heaven When You Die. And we all gather around that microphone and sing quartet. We enjoy that very much, but for the most part, we really like being on individual mics if the sound men get the vocals good and hot, and that's what we like. Most of the time they do if we ask them to, so. But we'd rather be on.
Certain songs, Jamie and Jeff really sing extremely hard, and I'm more of a softer, and Joe's a really softer. So around one mic, if Joe and I aren't sitting on top of the mic, those guys are blowing us out of the door and nobody will ever hear us. That's a compliment.
He likes to laugh, so beware. Well, the most important, her question was, what was one of the most important things that I learned being with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver? One of the major things that I learned there was how to listen to each other and play as a unit, not play as just solo, and to listen to each other on stage. And also about entertaining on stage and being really good at performing on the stage and making it fun for the audience. And I was telling this story actually in an interview a while ago. There was one place, you know, Doyle and I at the time had pulled out everything we had trying to make the crowd laugh, trying to make it get into it, and they were still sitting there just giving us that look. And we realized the microphone wasn't on. So we were just, I mean, we were getting everything we had. It's like, man, what's wrong with these people? Are we that bad? We could figure it out. But that's one of the things I learned.
With Ricky, what I brought from him is the keeping a high standard in the music. I think great songs and great players. I feel like we have some of the best players in bluegrass, with Joe Dean on banjo, Chip Parker on tenor and mandolin, and Adam Haynes on the fiddle and some singing. Ricky really taught me how to find really good players and how to really hone in the skills and keep a high mark for the music of bluegrass. And that's what I learned from him, and keeping it really perfectionist. He's a real perfectionist, and I think that I really picked up that from Ricky.
Next question?
Yes, sir. In 2001, I was at the IBMA Awards show, and Jamie was with Doyle Lawson singing, I think, one of the songs of the year, Be Living. And when he hit the high part, Be Living! I'm telling you, Ricky and I came out of the seats squalling and screaming and hollering. And by the time he got done with the song, I heard him beat it backstage and had my hand out saying, I'm Darren Vincent and I want to be your friend.
And I said,
I'm Jamie
Daly. Uh-huh. There's a little female mark there, buddy.
And lo and behold, he only lived 20 minutes from me. So we started recording things together. And I think the first thing that we sang on that was a blend was Kentucky Borderline, which was Rhonda Vincent's. Kentucky Borderline was Song of the Year, IBMA. That was the first thing he and I had actually ever sang on. And then we had the great opportunity with the Koch Family Records with the Christmas Grass Volume 2. He and I got to sing with Dolly Parton and Russell Moore on that CD and actually do Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And that was number one for 4 months on Primecast of Bluegrass. And at that point, Jamie and I said, wait, maybe we ought to think about doing our own little thing. And then we got in the studio, we prayed about it, and we did By the Mark, a Gillian Welch and David Rawlings song. And we sent it to a little label called Rounder Records, and a friend of ours, Ken Irwin, heard it, and he says, I've got to have you boys on my label. And so we got in the studio after that. But By the Mark was the song that really caught his ear, and we're thankful for
him.
Thank
goodness
that.
It did.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do it. Well, this really features Jamie's high lead voice. I mean, if nobody's ever seen Jamie sing, he has really got an uncanny ability to go from here to extreme highs like the Ira Leuven. I mean, there's only a few people I've ever seen in my life that can do it so seamlessly and so clear and perfect, and this man can get it done. And he's going to show it to you on this song called By the Mark.